when it got totally dark. I literally was like screaming the whole time. I actually cried a little tear or two, a little, because it was like overwhelming.
Ah, yes, it was overwhelming. There was an eclipse. It made her cry. A tear. It was overwhelming. The moon moved in front of the sun, and I was more than whelmed. I was overwhelmed. More whelmed than I've ever been before. Really moving. I had my glasses. I found our glasses from 2017. Our eclipse glasses, you know. So we had two pair. We were in different places. I was on a rooftop of a tall building in downtown Washington, D.C. My best girl was at home watching from home, which is where she and I enjoyed the last eclipse from. Little did we know that it was caused by climate change, along with the earthquake on last Friday, earthquake centered in New Jersey. And now they're saying what Trump caused it because it was centered at his golf club in New Jersey. But it wasn't even centered. The epicenter was not at his country club in New Jersey, but the Democrats have a lot of mental issues, and this is just another example of that. Well, happy Tuesday, and welcome back once again. We remain at 888-630-9625. That is 888-630-9625, absolutely toll-free. Now, I want to share with you, and there's a lot to share with you, but I want to start with the mental illness that is so pervasive among Democrats, because they're paranoid. They're paranoid, and their Trump derangement syndrome is quite an extraordinary place to be. And the Democrat, they keep coming up in public and saying these crazy things that reveal who they are. And we should believe them the first time when they tell us who they are. There is a woman who goes by the name of Zerlina Maxwell. And Zerlina is a name. Her father was Klaatu from another galaxy far, far away. Zerlina is not a name known in any culture anywhere in the world, but her name is Zerlina Maxwell. And she was an Obama campaign person, right? She was, because she liked the Obama campaign, and she worked the Obama campaign. And she worked Democrat Party politics. And then, naturally, you go from Democrat Party politics to cable news like MSDNC, right? And so she's got a podcast now. She self-describes as a writer and a speaker and a commentator. And she talks about gender inequity and sexual consent and racism because she's a WOC POC. She's a woman of color, person of color. And so that's all she talks about because she's got to be a victim and, maintain the victim status thing. You know, a lawyer from Rutgers and a BA from Tufts. Did you go to Tufts, Michael? You didn't go to Tufts. Well, she did, but she's oppressed anyway. Obama presidential campaign and progressive media, the Hillary Clinton campaign. So she's a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, and then, of course, naturally on to MSDNC because that's the thing about her. Now let's go to her latest interview, which has made a big splash, and that has to do with a woman from an ABC network sitcom called Blackish, right? And here's the headline from the Fox News Channel. ABC sitcom star warns of white backlash because the woman from Blackish, the actor from a network TV show, makes more money than, you know, anybody in the history of the world. And she's an African-American woman as well. So you got an African-American woman who's an Obama, Clinton campaign person, MSDNC person with a podcast, interviewing an ABC network sitcom star about Trump being elected. ABC sitcom star warns of white backlash against minorities following 2024 election. Gonna have us in camps. And again, I always like to remind Democrats, the only president of the United States ever to put people in camps was Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a hero of the Democrat Party, who put Japanese Americans and Japanese nationals in internment camps during World War II because of fear that Japanese would have saboteurs here and stuff. Now, the star of sitcom Blackish claims Trump will put black people in camps if he's reelected, and says this mother blank is Hitler, because Jennifer Lewis called Trump Hitler in an interview, SiriusXM. They should probably all be banned from SiriusXM, taken off and not allowed on the public airwaves again, right? Sorry, I was just channeling my inner Democrat for a moment there. The Blackish star declared that Trump would scrap the Constitution if reelected. Says Trump would have black people in camps, just like FDR did with the Japanese. So let's go to these audio actualities, these audio sound bites, because the Democrats are crazy. You know, you remember Juicy Smollett saying that he was attacked by two white guys wearing MAGA hats at 3 a.m. in Chicago during an Arctic blast, and they recognized him. That was the first completely implausible claim. And then called him racial slurs and declared in the middle of the night in downtown Chicago in total darkness with 50-mile-an-hour Arctic winds. This is MAGA country, they said. But that's because Juicy Smollett was lying. And the reason he was lying is because left-wing Democrats have taught people of color that they must be victims and that their victimizers are white people, all white people. And therefore, they're all sinister, and you got to be fearing white people everywhere you go in this MAGA country, completely ridiculous. So let's go to Jennifer Lewis from the TV show Blackish on the podcast of Zerlina Maxwell of MSNBC and the Obama campaign and the Hillary Clinton campaign. And they're, you know, stirring up the crazy pot because they haven't had enough suicide attackers lately, or people trying to murder Supreme Court justices, or slaughtering police officers and committing suicide, or self-immolating at the Israeli embassy, because the Democrat Party is quite unwell. Here is Jennifer Lewis and Zerlina Maxwell.
As soon as he takes the oath, he will have generals walk down the steps of the Capitol.
Generals will walk down the
he
steps.
He will take a hammer.
Hammer.
And break the glass where the Constitution is.
That won't
and
work.
He will tear it up in our faces.
Tear it up in our... Are we all going to be there?
And say, now, I'm the king of the f***ing world.
It's the king of the stinking world.
You will bow down.
Kneel before Zod. See how this goes? Yeah, generals will march down. Now, she doesn't know much about anything. Obviously, she's demented. And apparently, she does have a history of having mental issues, which is standard, I think, for Democrats today, isn't it? And the generals are going to march down the steps of the Capitol. He's going to take a hammer. Now, the case in which the Constitution is displayed is actually designed to withstand a nuclear blast, nuclear detonation in the National Archives. Our founding documents are in there, and they are designed. They drop down in elevators to blast-proof bunkers, and I don't think a hammer would do it, because Democrats have tried that before to destroy the Constitution. But there it is, and this mamma jamma is Hitler, and you will bow down to me. Now, they have these really demented, unhealthy, psychotic episodes, Democrats do, in which they're the victims and everybody else is the bad guy and the victimizer, right? But this is a woman worth millions and millions of dollars, and Democrat Party operatives, they're both Democrat Party operatives. But this, honestly, is what the Democrat Party teaches to black women and to black men and to black children. And it's what they teach to white children, that you are a victimizer and all people of color are victims. They should just be glad we give them electricity, you know, and clean water and airplanes and telephones and stuff. Jennifer Lewis, ABC network hero, star of TV and podcast.
He will punish everybody that didn't vote for him. Let me tell y'all how I know this.
How does she know this stuff?
I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
So do we now. Yeah, yeah.
That mania is unstoppable.
Listen to her. She is a 67-year-old woman, and she is not well. She is very, very unwell. But it's okay because this is mainstream. And really the reason that I want to share this with you is because this is perfectly mainstream Democrat Party thought. This is what they teach. This is just one offshoot, Trump derangement syndrome, of what the left is teaching children in schools about white people. This is what critical race theory is about. This is what the Democrat Party is pitching, keeping in mind that they're the party of lynching black people, of bullwhips. They're the party of plantations and slavery, the party of Jim Crow, of standing in schoolhouse doors. But never mind all that. Just amazing stuff. And this is how they spread the word. Right? Jennifer Lewis and Zerlina Maxwell.
See, this mother. Is Hitler.
Mm.
He didn't come to play.
He didn't come to play. He didn't come to play. In 1990, she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. I got to tell you, most people with bipolar disorder are not as crazy as this woman here, but never mind that. Now, this is not all because, you know, the Democrats, they're all about this. Jennifer Lewis is Hitler. And then we got one more of Jennifer Lewis and the race thing. It's always race with these people, and they don't know what party they belong to, and they don't know anything about history. She bipolar disorder. There are lots of, you know, people with bipolar disorder who are doing a lot better than Jennifer Lewis. But this is the Hollywood left. This is the racist, racially divisive, racially balkanizing Democrat Party. This is who they are. This is what they teach. This is what the Democrat Party has done to our country.
Black people don't want to fight you. All we want to do is feed our children and be equal.
Mm-hmm.
But honey, white people are scared. They're becoming a minority. The world is brown.
Yeah.
And they're going to do everything they can to stay in those gated communities, not pay taxes.
Not pay taxes.
And put those in their places. And get those out of this goddamn country. We own this.
Racial slurs. She is. Now, I mean, again, bipolar doesn't explain all this. She's a mess. These people are completely nuts. They're crap. But she's not a standalone or anything like that. She is speaking for the Democrat Party to a very large extent. And yes, sir, just crazy. Yes, sir, that's my baby. That's your Democrat Party. They're completely nuts. Completely nuts. I've got more for you on the Democrat Party and what they're teaching and what they're spreading and what they have convinced themselves is the world they live in. I was saying this last night on my Newsmax show. I do not recognize the planet these people describe. They did not grow up in the same country I grew up in. They are very unwell, very unwell. Yeah, more amazing audio on that coming up. You know, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier right now has available their buy one, get one free deal. Eden Pure having their famous BOGO deal on the Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifiers. When you buy one Thunderstorm, you get one for free. And no matter how many you buy, you get an equal number for free. You see, if you buy two Eden Pure Thunderstorms, you get two for free. And if you buy six Eden Pure Thunderstorms, you get six for free. See how that works? It's great for gifts around the house, in the office, the teenager's room, the dorm room. The thunderstorm will help you completely eliminate any odor, even the worst odors. Cigarette smoke, litter boxes, your mother-in-law's cooking. No match for the Eden Pure thunderstorm. You see, the O3 molecules seek out and destroy the odors, even behind and underneath furniture. Nothing can hide from the thunderstorm. And right now, now is the time to order. Eden Pure's buy one, get one free sale is for a limited time only, so you don't want to wait. With thousands of five-star reviews online, it works like a champ. People are buying several for around the home, even as gifts. You know, you have an uncle, a teenager, needs this stuff. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the discount code ChrisBogo. Chris, B-O-G-O, that's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is ChrisBogo. Yes, sir. Yeah, the white people. I think, you know, if I came on the radio and said things like that about black people, I think I might be called a racist. What do you think? But she is far from alone. This is what the Democrat Party sells. It's what they peddle. I have more on that coming up, and we remain at 888-630-9625. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
All right, going to get, you know, the camps, the death camps, the rail spurs, the people of color, the generals, the tearing up the Constitution. You know, the Democrat Party's talking points. This is it. Then they loot your CVS and, you know, exterminate 40% of the black population in the womb in the name of not being racist. Democrats, something wrong with their brains. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Sid, calling from Los Angeles, California. El Cid, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Hey, Sid. Very well.
I just wanted to remind you of what you were always pointing out, Jennifer Lewis and Breslov.
I think your phone is trying to get away from you a little bit.
I'll try my best, sir. I'm on an airplane.
On an airplane. Okay.
Anyway, they're always accusing us of what they're planning to do. It's a Democrat, what was her name, the new charge, said that it's a communist playbook. They'll charge you what they're planning to do.
It is. It's the Russian playbook. And we had the Obama-Biden administration official testifying on Capitol Hill about the Russian playbook, and she didn't mean to say this is what we use all the time, but that's what she said. She gave it away by accident. It is the Russian playbook. It's the Democrat Party. It's the Russian playbook. Whatever they accuse you of doing, that's what they're doing. And Sid, calling from Los Angeles, aboard an airplane. Had to speak quietly, aboard an airplane. Don't want to be impolite. Ah, yes, Victoria Nuland of the Obama administration State Department and the Biden administration State Department, naturally. Where else would you get your people if not from yourself? Classic Russian technique to blame on the other guy. What you're planning to do yourself, as we have Democrats all over the airwaves telling us that Donald Trump is going to throw people of color into camps.
This motherfucker. As Hitler. He didn't come to play.
That's right. He didn't come to play. He's going to put black people into camps, just like Franklin Delano Roosevelt did with Japanese people. Amazing stuff. Now, let me go to MSDNC this morning, because MSDNC, Morning Joke, as the television show is known, where Joke Scarborough has a television show with his semi-inflatable flotation device of a third wife who has a mind meld with the people in North Korea. And they have a TV show, and they invite Democrats on for a circle fest in a hot tub because that's what they do. And today they invited a person on who goes by the name Miles Taylor. Miles Taylor is a treacherous Democrat Party political operative who was sent into the Trump administration, into the Trump White House to sabotage, to monkey wrench the system. And then in September of 2018 revealed, I'm part of the resistance inside the Trump administration. I'm part of the resistance inside the Trump administration. I work for the president, but like-minded colleagues and I have vowed to thwart parts of his agenda and his worst inclinations. This was the secret New York Times op-ed piece that I'm a saboteur inside of the Trump administration. And October 28, 2020, Miles Taylor, who left his position as chief of staff, the Department of Homeland Security, made public his authorship of this article. It was a secret article. He was the secret guy inside the administration sabotaging. So now he's a hero of the Democrat Party. He'll probably end up with his own show on MSDNC. But he was on there this morning. And again, since we're playing this crazy lady, Jennifer Lewis, from the TV show Blackish, with her Democrat Party operative, Obama and Clinton campaign operative doing this podcast. They're talking about how, again, Donald Trump and those awful Republicans going to smash the glass protecting the Constitution. He's going to take it out and tear it up right in our faces. That's what she said. He's going to put people of color in camps. He's Hitler. And a lot of curse words, got to build in some curse words too, because he's Hitler. He's not just Hitler. He's got to be expletive deleted Hitler and all that stuff. But this is what the Democrats are spreading on podcasts, on television, on talk shows, and elsewhere. And the people on Morning Joke had Miles Taylor, treacherous monkey wrencher of systems, on their TV show this morning to talk about what Donald Trump would do if he becomes president again.
So what do I mean by a different type of government? I want you to imagine for a second, Willie, if you called 911.
Imagine.
And instead of them saying, what's your emergency? They said, Willie, did you vote Democrat or did you vote Republican? That's what Trump wanted to do on a red state by blue state basis. If there was a tornado or a hurricane or a terrorist attack, Trump wanted to withhold aid from blue states to get leverage and give aid to red states to reward them for fealty.
For fealty. Of course, there is no actual evidence that President Trump did anything of the kind, but the Democrats just accuse you of doing whatever they're doing. See the Russian playbook, a la Victoria Nuland, but never mind that. And so, wait a minute, he was going to have, if you dial 911, they're not going to say, what's your emergency, see, which is what they say when you call 911, if they answer, but the Democrats are making that more challenging, too. You're going to say, who did you vote for, before they decide whether they're going to respond. But now, of course, you have to, the president doesn't run the 911 operations, which are run by local police departments and local city governments. But never mind that. He was just being metaphorical, I think, but not really, because they sit there and they gobble this stuff up on MSDNC, and it's regurgitated to their dozens of viewers on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, who are just back from chanting, from the river to the sea, you know, out on the sidewalks. But it did remind us of the now former and disgraced presidential historian, Michael Beschloss, President Trump's first term. Now, again, Miles Taylor, President Trump was president for 4 years. Did he take over the 911 system and say, no, you can't, I'm not going to respond, you get no aid because of the way you voted? Wait a minute. Didn't Joe Biden abandon East Palestine, Ohio, after the toxic train derailment there and not do anything for them? And then a ship crashes into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore Harbor. And he's, oh, well, we're going to pay for this. He's jumping in. It's a big Democrat jurisdiction, right? And African-American vote in Baltimore City and Maryland, very important to the Democrats. So suddenly, wait a minute, you guys voted for me, and he's out there immediately. And he was up there visiting about a week later in Baltimore and promising that the federal government would pay for everything. Whereas East Palestine, Ohio, the toxic train catastrophe there, where the health ramifications are still being revealed, and Joe Biden, the Democrats, and that means the news media by extension, could care less. I did it again. Couldn't possibly care less about the people of East Palestine. Now, again, this is the left projecting their own habits, their own tendencies, and their own habits onto everyone else. They do this a lot. It's not just deflection, it's projection. They know that they would bury their political enemies, so they assume that everybody else would do the same thing. Now, this is your mental illness. Don't project your mental illness onto everyone else. It's never been the case in America until, you know, you guys. And now you're not liberals. You're the left. The problem is not our sons. It's your guns. You guys should stop shooting people, I think. So Michael Beschloss, presidential historian, and he was on CNN, MSDNC. What's the difference? When he said of the midterm elections, midway through President Trump's first term as president of the United States, what the Republicans would do if they won control of both houses of Congress.
What was at stake tonight and this week was the fact whether we will be a democracy in the future, whether our children will be arrested and conceivably killed. We're on the edge of a brutal authoritarian system, and it could be a week away.
That's right. Whether your children will be arrested and theoretically killed because Republicans, you know, who, what if they do? Win the Civil War against the Democrats and slavery? What is that? So, and democracy is on the, and this is what they've been peddling for years. This is the Democrat Party's rhetoric. This is really sick and dangerous rhetoric. And they can, of course, say whatever they want, but you people are mentally stinking ill. And Beschloss, you need the help of a professional. Miles Taylor, you need the help of a professional. Jennifer Lewis on the TV show Black-ish, you're in dire need of professional mental help. And honestly, you guys are creating jihadis in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. You're creating anti-Semites across the country from your river to the sea thing. You're aborting 40% of the black population every year, culling the black herd in the United States, and then pretending you stand up for black people. So you send them into failed schools with failed cities with single-parent households because a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle and other clever Democrat Party sayings. But Michael Beschloss, presidential historian, saying democracy is on the line when we're in midterm elections. And your children will be arrested and possibly killed if Republicans take control of Congress. And Miles Taylor, a spy, infiltrator, monkey wrencher of systems, left-wing scourge. And if you call 911, they're going to ask you. And then the big Black-ish star says Trump will put all black people in camps because this mamma jamma is Hitler. And he's going to destroy the Constitution. This is just everyday rhetoric for the Democrat Party. You may remember Rachel Maddow when Donald Trump was running for office the first time. She was very afraid, too. It's, again, they're projecting their camps thing.
Rachel, Alicia Yu wants to know, if you booked Donald Trump on your show, what would your first question be?
Are you going to send me or anybody that I know to a camp?
It's the camps. It's because she's a lesbian. Everybody loves lesbians. I think they have lesbian camp on YouTube. There's a whole YouTube channel, isn't there? Lesbian camp. It's better than band camp, you know, which is mostly about the sex. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, camps. You know, put you in camps. I think they like the idea. They secretly crave the camps thing. And who has camps? Well, the Chinese communists have camps today. The Soviets, they had camps. They were the camp kings in the history of humankind. They're communists. And then, of course, the Socialist Workers' Party of Adolf Hitler, who named his party the Socialist Workers' Party of Germany. This Miles Taylor guy on MSDNC, oh yeah, Trump wins, it's going to be really, really bad.
If you think that first term was bad, my message would be
it wasn't.
You ain't seen nothing yet, because he didn't get to do what he wanted in that first term. If we give him a second, he will.
Yeah, because he didn't, because he was president for 4 years, but he didn't get to what he wanted to do. So this time, he really is going to do bad stuff. And if you thought last time was bad with those mean tweets and stuff, this one's going to be even worse, because now it'll be mean posts on X, which is not called Twitter anymore, and on Truth, which he just sold. Remember they said it was, oh, such a loser, made like $3.5 billion on his Truth Social platform. But if you watch MSDNC, this is the news that you're getting.
To me, this is civic insanity. If insanity, by definition, is doing the same thing and expecting a different result, that is what we are up against right now as a country. If we think we're going to get a different result and a more benevolent Trump, we're fooling ourselves.
And last time, what did he do? Did 911 go? Did nobody get, East Palestine, Ohio, get relief from the federal government? Did that happen? I remember he threw a roll of paper towels in Puerto Rico to a guy who said, throw me a roll of paper towels. And it was a perfect spiral and a really nice throw. And the guy got his paper towels lickety-split just like that. Amazing stuff. But these people are crazy, and they're spreading this propaganda, this poisonous propaganda that they disseminate on behalf of the Democrat Party is completely insane. Now, somebody should tell the Democrats stop shooting people. That'd be a great leap forward, wouldn't it? Yes, it would. All right, let's take another phone call, Michael. Let's go to Terry, calling from Dumfries, Virginia. Terry, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
It's not Terry, it's Jerry, as in Jay.
It's not Terry, it's Jerry, as in Jay. My most profound apologies. We're pointing the finger now,
That's all right. I got a question about your statement you made a while ago.
Yes, sir.
You said that all people of color are victims.
I'm not sure that I said that all people of color are victims. I said the Democrats try to paint all people of color as victims.
Well, you actually said it by itself, because I was listening.
Okay.
You said a couple of times later, you said all people of color are victims.
Well, this is the Democrat Party's plan, right?
I'm an 84-year-old white man.
Uh-huh.
Is it white a color? Is it white a color?
No, it's not. It's a non-color.
White is a non-color.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, how do you paint your house non-color?
Well, that's
white.
That's complicated. That's wonderful, but
white people are the victims. Bidenomics, a Biden border, a Biden transgenders, gays, everything else. We're the victims, and we're called the racists. I thought a racism was gone before Obama got elected.
Well, they decided to.
He brought it back with a vengeance.
They decided to reignite racial balkanization in the United States because it's key to their electoral map and to their winning elections, Jerry. It's, they use race. I mean, again, the party of the Confederate States of America and Jim Crow and standing in schoolhouse doors, they use race as a political wedge, as a cleave.
I thought you had to be a citizen to vote.
Well,
elections.
That's theoretically true, but I've got to say we saw reports just last week that with all the illegal aliens coming into the country and the Democrats giving illegal aliens driver's licenses and so on, which you can use to register to vote, that there have been millions of people registered just in the last 6 months or so by Democrats registered to vote without showing an ID of any kind. So they're registering people. They bring millions of people into the country, the Democrats, illegally. Millions of people into the country across our southern border and many across our northern border and across the waters as well. And the Democrats want to give them driver's licenses and government-issued photo IDs to make it look like you're a citizen. But that doesn't matter much anyway, because they're registering people to vote without having to show an ID, because it would be racist, they say, to have to show an ID like they do in France or in South Africa. It would be racist to have to show an ID to register to vote or to vote, because the Democrats have all these crazy ideas, but they scream at you, Jerry, and attack you and call you a racist if you don't go along with their crazy schemes. Their crazy schemes. But yeah, Jerry, you're the racist because you're white, by virtue of the fact you're white. You're racist, which is, of course, an obviously racist contention, but it is the Democrat Party's position. And that's what critical race theory is all about as well. And the Democrat Party loves racial division because they believe it works for them politically. I got a text message last night from one of my brothers sharing his daughter, my niece, brilliant young woman, at the University of Illinois. University of Illinois. And what's she majoring in? Biomolecular engineering? I think it's biomolecular engineering. Is that what it is? And got a text message. Say, hey, look at this. Somebody you know here. I got from my brother, because Monica Lewinsky, who I know personally, Monica Lewinsky speaking, it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but I do, and she's speaking at the University, last night she spoke at the University of Illinois, because Monica Lewinsky is on tour. She's on tour, she does college campuses. We used to do comedians on college campuses, but the Democrats murdered comedy, so no more comedy on college campuses, because the college students don't laugh anymore. They're angry about everything because the left has made them angry. An Evening with Monica Lewinsky. That's the title of the event here. Public speaker, writer, activist. And so Monica Lewinsky at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, which used to be Champaign-Urbana. Then they just changed it around because, you know, somebody gets to be in charge of something and they just want to change it around. I know it's been that way forever. So she was speaking April 8th, 2024. We had the eclipse and Monica Lewinsky speaking, University of Illinois, big time at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, about her personal experiences and activism. And 7 p.m. event, cell phones prohibited. Don't even think about bringing your cell phones. Great stuff. Because, you know, it's higher education. It's all about educating the kids. You know what I'm saying? Also, great headline. I've been at NPR for 25 years. Here's how we lost America's trust. That's the headline there.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.